Good evening, everyone. This is Maksud Mir, National Consultant from Missouri, coming to you live. Guys, we have an awesome call tonight. First of all, I just want to thank Brian McClure, our ambassador, National Consultant Ambassador of Ambit Energy, for inviting me to host this call tonight. I have a couple of really special guests, and it's an incredible honor to have these guests with you guys tonight. So I'm going to jump right in. These two fascinating leaders are stalwarts of the Rainmakers organization, and they're here to impart some value and purpose to this call. So the first person that I'm going to actually introduce to you guys is a Pure Energy Award winner. He's a multiple six-figure earner, and he's an executive consultant at Ambit Energy. Been in the business from 2015, fast track to executive consultant. Guys, this is executive consultant, Mr. Jeremy Chicken. Jeremy, are you there with us, sir?
I am. Happy Halloween, Mir, and everybody on the call. Happy Halloween.
Yes, sir. Happy Halloween to you, Jeremy. And Jeremy, I know several of the guests that we have here tonight, they don't know who you are, where you hail from. Will you give us a quick introduction of yourself and tell us what got you interested in starting your journey with Ambit Energy 6 years ago?
Absolutely, man. Again, it's an absolute honor to be on this call for this very special Halloween edition of the Ambit National Sunday Night Call, Mir. For those of you who may not know me, my name is Jeremy Pickett. Like Mir said, I'm an executive with Ambit. I started my Ambit journey, like Mir said, in 2015. First saw the opportunity in May, and because I'm stubborn, I had an excuse for every solution to join. My wife was the catalyst in getting me to jump into the business. I brought a Success From Home magazine home and really just tabled it, put it on the end table. And at the time, those Success From Home magazines had the DVD in them. And she took that DVD, put it into the DVD player, and saw the opportunity, instantly saw the value in what Ambit could do for us. And, you know, today I've been married to the woman 20 years, so I should have known better then to just shut up and do what she said. But like I said, I was finding an excuse for every solution and every reason to get involved. And the biggest reason or the biggest, like, leverage point that I used is, like Mir, I live in Missouri. And the significance of living in Missouri is, or the insignificance of it, either way you want to look at it, is we can't be our own customer. The closest area to work in to build a business was Illinois. And, you know, I made an excuse to not wanting to go over there and do that at the time. And, you know, she saw something in me that I didn't. She saw something in Ambit that I didn't. And told me to go make a friend. So the end of July, she called my bluff after, you know, leaning on me, dripping on me, pushing me to get involved in this for 2 months. I jumped in not knowing how deep the water was, and I'm glad I did. You know, I wish I'd have done it sooner because, you know, for the trajectory my business took and if you look at promotions, I promoted to regional in October of that same year, and then I promoted to senior in December of that same year. So from October to December, I promoted to senior, and if I'd have got involved when I first saw the opportunity, I'd have probably promoted a lot faster, thus made a whole lot more money. But it is what it is, and the story's fantastic, and, you know, it's a good talking point when I'm talking to people at business presentations and whatnot, and it's just part of it, man. But yeah, I got into it primarily because my wife saw value in what we could establish as, or what I could establish as generational wealth for her and the our three children. So that's why I got in.
Wonderful, Jeremy. Jeremy, I mean, building a business from a non-deregulated state, it's not easy for anyone. And for you to manage a full-time business that you already had and then do Ambit, how did you find the time, sir?
Well, I just tabled the excuses because that was one of the excuses that I was using was not having the time and, you know, having to travel to Illinois where I live in Missouri. It's I'm 45 minutes driving one way till I at least touch Illinois soil. So, and I would love to tell you that that's, as soon as I hit Illinois soil, that's where I started building my organization. That's where I started building my business, but that's not the case. And quite frankly, I'm no different than anybody else from the basis of if you want to be successful in something, I didn't find the time. I just made the time. And, you know, I had really good leadership in front of me, people that have done and walked the path that I was beginning to walk. And I just leaned on you and, you know, Clint and, you know, national consultant now, Clint Hummel, and, you know, executive consultant Dale Pogue, on how to go about doing what I wanted to do and build a business from Missouri in Illinois. And I just made the time. You know, we rationed that it was going to take a short-term sacrifice for long-term benefit and results. So, you know, just dug deep and committed to doing what had to be done so we could do whatever we wanted, you know, and kind of here we are.
Yes, sir. Jeremy, you've won a few awards along the way, and you are one of the best trainers that we have in the business, Jeremy. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman is probably one of the most disciplined men that I've ever known. And I've known many, many, many powerful, strong men in my business and career. So I want to get to the point about Jeremy's discipline in the business there. And I want to know how discipline helped you succeed, sir. And what are your disciplines?
Well, you know, that's a fantastic question. I don't know if you even know this, but on my left shoulder, I have a tattoo of a Chinese character or writing, and it translates, it says Ladao, and what that translates is, in it literally means discipline or the way. So, you know, I'm not tooting my own horn, but in the industries that I was in before I came to Ambit, I'd had a pretty good track record and established what I consider success, and that's the only barometer that I really hold myself to is what I think is successful. So in getting into the business when I first started, even though I knew nothing, I still leveraged on the fact that it wasn't a matter of if, it was just when I was going to be, again, according to my barometer of success, successful. And, you know, I have some tenets and some beliefs that I lean on. You know, genuinely speaking, I think it's pretty easy and anybody can just get by. You know, that doesn't take too much effort. But if you want to be elite in what you're doing, if you want to take what you're doing to the next level, you have to be willing to put in and do whatever it takes, the extra work to get yourself to that next level. And what I think actually helps you get to that next level is investing in time and energy into yourself. You know, personal development is a big thing because, quite frankly, you can get motivated. People may hear this call and be motivated by what they hear, but when that motivation kind of wears off and where motivation wanes, discipline remains. So how do you get yourself, or how do I get myself plugged into, you know, when I first started, just starting my car every day to make the drive to Illinois. You know, today, even, you know, pre-COVID, I was probably putting in not as much driving as Mir did, but I was still taxing probably about 1,400 miles a week to build my business Monday through Thursday. And then, you know, post-COVID, I'm still logging about 800 miles a week to be in person helping my team build their business. You know, I hear a lot of people talk about, you know, we got to get back to basics coming out of COVID and, you know, get back to our foundation. And I hear that and it actually makes my skin crawl because the very foundation of being disciplined is having fundamentals or basics that you practice on a regular basis. And on top of that, everything else is built, you know. So we do two simple things in Ambit. We gather a handful of loyal customers and we help other people do the same. And as redundant as that sounds, that's legitimately what we do consistently. And if you do that consistently over and over, you're going to have good results. You know, we know that the foundation is working 5-2-6 to build the business. And as many times as you can repeat that, the more money you're going to make, the faster you're going to promote, et cetera. But I think that's something that anybody in this call can apply or just kind of think about is, you know, one thing I came to realize throughout 2020, and I know we're coming on to the end of 21 right now, but I really came to the conclusion, and it dawned on me in the way that my business was moving or wasn't moving was really a catalyst of my activity and what I was or wasn't doing. And, you know, I came to the realization that bottom line, weak things break, you know, comfort will kill you. Thus movement is mandatory. So we can get comfortable in our habits and doing what we do. And if what we're doing isn't producing the results that we want, we have to fundamentally make a change. And we can talk about it, but, you know, it's more profitable to be about it. And the quicker you can expand your comfort zone, the quicker you can get up and move, and the quicker you can start making adjustments to not be weak. And when I say weak, you can apply that to anything, mentally, physically, you know, spiritually. You know, if you got a weak part in your car, it's going to eventually wear out and break. You know, the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So we have to maintain and measure our business and ourselves to be stronger every day. And what I do to make sure that I'm regimented and disciplined is I do something every single day that makes me stronger. I do something every single day that makes me uncomfortable. I do something every single day that makes me money. I do something every single day that makes me happy. And I do something every single day for someone else. And I think if we apply that to our business, and first and foremost to ourselves, but it's just going to overflow into our business. And I do all of that stuff with the ethos and the non-compromising wherewithal that I'm willing to be misunderstood. I don't care if people don't understand what I'm doing. It's a regimen that I have to fulfill daily to keep me on point and keep me moving. Again, movement is mandatory. We have to move in our business. You know, comfort kills. And I think a lot of when I look at what I see as the landscape of exposure in my business and getting people moving is understanding where your comfort lies is where your business will start to die if we get comfortable and we don't do it. If we think that getting on the Sunday night call, and I applaud anybody that's on the call tonight with the World Series going on and, you know, it being Halloween, it takes discipline to get on this call. But just getting on this call isn't going to transfer to making you money, isn't going to transfer to building your organization directly. You know, you have to take movement in that. So we have to apply what we hear and what we learn on a weekly basis to our business, to our daily routine to start, you know, helping our business grow. It's easy to get comfortable in our Zooms and our lives and just sit back and try to kind of wait for something to happen. You got to go make something happen. You know, you got to move. You got to go. You got to get uncomfortable again, and getting out and talking to some people, inviting people. You know, talking to people about being customers, showing the plan. You got to get uncomfortable and be willing to have somebody tell you no. Having somebody tell you no face to face hurts a lot more than somebody not returning a Facebook message or a text. But it also will make you stronger. And then all those things that I said, I do something every day to make me stronger, make me uncomfortable, make me happy, make me money. Those things can overlap. You know, there are things that I do to make me stronger. Now, it isn't even just working out. I'm a strength and conditioning coach before I was an Ambit consultant. So a workout regimen is part of what I do. But it can also be making me mentally stronger by, you know, reading a book. And I want to emphasize reading a book. People tell me all the time, I ask them when they're stuck, you know, they talk to me about, I can't get over this. I can't get over this. Or this is where I'm at in my business. This isn't happening. And you know, I ask them just through dialogue, you know, what are you reading? And it shocks me how many people are like, well, I don't have time to read, but I listen to, I listen to books while I drive. Well, the ethos around reading something is that it takes you and gives you an advantage to unplug and establish an intimate connection with the author, and allows your brain to settle in and focus solely on the information that you're digesting and absorbing and taking in. And, you know, if you're reading the right books, you're mentally getting stronger. It's sharpening your personal development. And, you know, reading's my addiction. You know that all too well, Mir. So it's not always physical. I want to say that as well. But I think it's pertinent that you establish a routine consistently of doing something every single day without compromise. That makes you stronger, makes you uncomfortable, makes you happy, makes you money, and do something every single day for someone else. And I, without question, without doubt, I know, if you invest in those tenets and put that forward, you're going to have a phenomenal result, not only in your ambit business, but also just personal development and personal growth. You'll be a different person in 21 days because the habit's formed. You'll be a different person in 42 days because it's starting to take on, other people are noticing. And within, you know, 60 to 75 days, it's going to be a lifestyle for you, and you're going to be changing people's lives on a regular basis. Did I answer that well enough, Ron?
Yes, sir. That's very powerful, Jamie. I mean, guys, if you're not taking notes, better start taking some notes here, guys, because this is just golden. And Jamie, I'm going to ask you about just some success that you have had in the recent months there. You promoted several people to senior consultants in your organization. And during COVID going on, during all of this stuff that's going on, and we don't have proper meetings anymore, and we're trying to do it on Zoom call, what's the secret sauce that makes that team engaged, that they can go all the way to senior?
Well, belief in themselves is the first thing. And, you know, when we first bring a consultant into the business, or somebody comes in below you in the business, inevitably we always see value and we always care about their business more than they do, it seems. But really, the secret sauce for what we've been able to establish is, I firmly believe if you have people coming into your organization, that you have to be the tip of the spear. And you have to be present with them on a regular basis to keep them engaged and be present. I haven't really compromised going over and spending time with my team on, you know, Mondays and Thursdays in whatever capacity we can, whether we're in someone's home, you know, for one-on-ones, or we're meeting as a group for small business presentations. I've been doing that pretty consistently since June of last year, Mir. And, you know, when all this went down in March of last year, we spent about 100 days without going over to be able to be present with the team, and still would reach out and talk to them on the phone. But even for me, you know, who prides himself on being completely in control to an absolute fault a lot of the time, I didn't know what was next, but as some of the smoke started to clear and the dust started to settle, I just told them, I said, you know, if you guys are ready, let's go, and we'll do what we can when we can, and as much as we possibly can when we're able. And if you're willing to follow, let's make it happen. And I committed to them to go over and be present, and that's how we've gone about doing it, Mir. And, you know, I've really started echoing the sentiment, and I believe this, and I don't know if I've talked to you about this, but I think in my short time in our industry, and just in Ambit, in the 6 years I've been involved in it, I had no prior experience in the industry before Ambit, guys. I think the major fault that people have when they first join, and when they become a regional consultant and a senior consultant, you know, even an executive consultant, the biggest fault that we have is, we're not the best at following directions. And what I mean by that is, I believe that I could hand you a map with specific details along the way, at what to say at this checkpoint, this spot, this et cetera, and give you a script on how and when to say it. And inevitably, 9.5 out of 10 times, people are going to mess it up because they're going to interpret it their own way and go about saying it. So if you can be the example for your team to follow, and keep them engaged and be present and build relationships within the team and build together. You know, I guess that's the secret sauce as I'm sitting here rambling, is that it's a collective effort. We're pushing each other, and I like to be present where I can put a hand on their shoulder for a word of encouragement, or I can shake them to their shake them to their soul if I need to straighten them out. But you know, that's been it. We have been fortunate enough to have people that have plugged in. We have been fortunate enough to where people have been promoting, and these promotion guys have been qualified promotions. So they're promotions that are happening with qualified customers. Not just people joining the organization. Like I believe in creating a culture of profit and promotion, not just solely based on promotion. Because at the end of the day, all the pins are pretty and the recognition's fantastic. But if you have money that you're generating on a part-time basis that pays your bills, people are going to stick and stay a little bit longer. And that's just been my experience. So that's the secret sauce for now.
Yes, sir. Definitely, Jeremy, and you make it happen. Whether, you know, being in your meeting, being in your presence, you know, there's not too many people that can actually sit still or they become stagnant. So I'm going to turn over to executive consultant Lupita Flores. Ladies and gentlemen, you probably know Lupita Flores. She's a Parent Energy Award winner. She has a huge team that she's managing in Champaign, Illinois. Lupita, are you with us now?
Yes, Mir, I'm here.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited, and my goodness, his training was amazing. Thank you. Like, oh yeah. My gosh, yeah.
It is. I mean, it's really good. Getting to hear Jeremy again. It's just
yes,
amazing.
Jeremy.
Just to hear.
Yes, yeah. It's amazing. Just like, I'm ready to do this again. Sign me
That's
up.
Right. Yeah. So, Lupita, tell us, for those of you who don't know executive consultant Lupita Flores, I mean, she's been in the business for 5 years now. And Lupita, can you tell us give us a little idea who you were before AMIT and how did you get started?
Oh, my goodness. Who I was. My goodness. I was trying to build a business by myself. You know, I wasn't able to fit in, as many people may think that I wasn't. I was not happy with a job. I was not happy doing what other people were doing, so that's why I was trying to build something with myself and didn't have no idea, didn't have no experience before with any type of business, but I knew that I have an entrepreneur in me, right? And I was trying to build a business, as I said. I was doing events. I was doing, during the summers, I was doing Mexican rodeos and dances and all that. I will bring like all the bands and all that kind of stuff. And I was not making it. I was trying to make something, build something for myself, because for me it makes sense, right? I do like party. I do like to do all that. But at the same time that I was going into those places, like, is money here and I can be able to make money, but something that I love. And in the other hand, I was working for the school district. I become a interpreter for the district, and I was helping a lot of people in the community and by translating and also interpreting for them when they need it. And also, like, I was, you know, here and there trying to help people around me and build something and trying to bring fun around my life and all that kind of stuff, but it didn't happen. So when I tried to start building my business, I have like about 60 grand savings, so in that way I can be able to push this event with my husband. And it didn't happen. It didn't work as well as we thought, but we did it for about 3 years, and we lost all our savings, and we put ourselves into debt really big time when AMIT landed in my path. And it was like literally, it was no training before, it was no presentation, it was no name involved, it was no magazine, nothing. You may think that, oh my goodness, I have everything and I find out about every single detail and commas and all that kind of stuff. No, it was no name at all. A friend of mine, who actually I consider this lady like my grandma here in the U.S., She came one night to my house and she told me, Lupita, I need your help. I need to promote to regional consultant and I just need one more consultant and can you make me the favor? That was all. I was like, yes, I can be able to help you. How I can help you? Tell me what. And then let me tell you about this lady. This lady, she doesn't speak English. And sadly, she never went to school, so she doesn't know how to read and write. But she said, I know how to move my mouth. So that's the only thing that she told me. Like, here, this is the phone number. I mean, this is the phone. You can be able to type all the information, and then this is the phone number for you to do the verification. But it's like, bring me your bill. Which bill? She didn't tell me anything about energy. She didn't tell me about electricity. She didn't say anything. Just the favor and bring your bill. I thought what she was talking about, the water bill or something, the phone bill, whatever. And she was like, no, bring your Ameren bill, which is the electricity delivery company that is here in the area where I live. And then I start typing. I did it by myself. She didn't say anything. She didn't give me nothing. She just told me, make me a favor. That was it. So what I didn't know is that I was going to type everything. I was going to make the call, the verification call. And then she told me, okay, so we need to find two more people. It's like, who's going to be able to save money? And that's it. And you can be able to bring your money back. So I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. So I went and looked for the other two customers without knowing, without having any type of knowledge, any type of training, anything. So I did that. And then after that, I was like, okay, then what? And she told me, okay, in a week or two, you're going to receive a check. So I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't think that I'm going to receive a check ever. I don't think that I'm going to do anything or whatever. So at this time, I was struggling money-wise. And then when I saw the check in the mail a week later, I was like, my goodness, I remember I signed up for something called Ambit Energy because I received several emails and all that kind of stuff. And then I make, you know, like all the dots to connect. It's like, that's the thing that I signed up for my friend. And this is a check. Oh, my goodness, this is the real check. And then I went there. I get the money. And I was able to buy groceries for that week because we were like so pushed back that we were not able to make the extras that we need to do it. And but meaning extras, it was at this point, it was buying groceries with money because we were putting everything in a credit card. So long story short, when I saw that and I realized that I can be able to make more because I start seeing all the videos and all the training that it was in PowerZone and all that kind of stuff, I just get the phone, call her, and said, how I can be able to find out more about this. And she just told me, come to the meeting, and we can be able to teach you how. This is coming Friday, and you're going to meet our executive consultant. I didn't have no idea what she was talking about. I didn't have no experience about anything. I didn't have no understanding of lingo or nothing. And then she said, like, our executive is going to be here, so in that way you can be able to talk to him. So I went there, and I was able to meet Max Dumier, and my goodness, that was it for me. I was able to see more of the bigger picture and be able to, you know, like trying to understand how is this possible? Because, you know, like we're so used to have a job, to see the money, how you do it. As a regular, typical person in a regular world, and for me to be able to be here, it was like literally, it was something magical for me. So, long story short, I start seeing it, I start talking, I start going out at trying to get like you know like all the stuff, trying to fit at once in my mind. But one of the things that I didn't realize that. I was just making a favor, but actually I make myself the favor. I thought that I was going to just help her out so in that way she can be able to promote. But actually I was her very first consultant. I was her first consultant. She was able to promote. And I mean, she's not doing much right now because of health issues, but I was doing it for her. And at the end, I did it for myself. So that's a little bit about myself. So yeah, that's a change, a really good change for myself. So in a way, I can be able to be who I am now. And I do love to share my story because you don't have to say much. You can be able to just share enough. So in a way, you can be able to get the next Lupita Flores in your business, probably, with no knowledge, nothing. I started learning later on. As I was making money, how they said that you were earning while you're learning, right? So that was me. I didn't have no experience before with network marketing. I was no experience in sales. They had no experience with anything that I see now. And oh my goodness, it was what I needed. So in that way, I can be able to be who I am. Many of us, we don't understand that sometimes we need to be the change for ourselves. We don't need to hear from somebody else because sometimes we are asking for an opportunity. We always asking for an opportunity. Only if I can be able to have one chance, one shot, one thing. Like, and one of the things that we forget is we asking to the wrong person. We are asking to somebody else. But we are not bold enough to be able to ask to the person that is every single day in the mirror, who is ourselves. So sometimes we are there, like now that I see this, sometimes we are so afraid that we are not allow ourselves to be able to receive what is for us. Not what they're going to be given to you, but to what it is for you already. Because you're not going to ask anything that is not yours. It's going to be something that is already yours and is for you to be able to achieve. Because your uniqueness. You have to understand that you're coming to this business to add the salt, the paper, the spice, the glitter, the shine. That's who you are. If that doesn't change anything. It's true. Sometimes we're afraid of failure. But think about this. Failure is not opposite of success. It's part of success. We need to be able to look for the no. We need to understand that you need to be able to develop the leader, build the leader, and it's one step at a time. One no is getting you closer to the way to success. I use every single no for me to be able to get and build the ladder. So it's going to be able to take me where I want to be at. It's true. It's not easy, but it's simple. It's like we understand the word hope, right? Well, just the meaning of the word hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. And what are you having hopes for? That's the thing that you want to build, the expectation and the desire for yourself, for making things happen. But also, you need to be able to have action. And that's the fact of process of doing something typically can be able to be achieved. It's true. It doesn't have to be perfect. But you can be able to create massive action. So in that way, you can be able to go all the way because you need to understand that for you to be able to become a leader, you need to do more. You need to go and get the extra mile done. Don't have to wait for people. Don't have to blame your upline or your downline because remember, this is your future. This is your promotion, your story, your life, your wealth, your dreams, your legacy. And this is something that is not, it's not negotiable. You cannot negotiate about this. Because it's yours. It's true that you have a few things that you can be able to struggle with. Sometimes, like in this area, we struggle with the session keys and with the verification and many other things. But you know what? I don't take that for an excuse. I make it happen with those changes, with the online verification, with the other things, with see, I don't have to remember all these things because I don't even care about those things because, when my dreams are bigger than my excuses, I can be able to start doing more things. Because, yes, it's true, sometimes we get, like, all these struggles that we think that we cannot be able to make it through. And get afraid, so afraid that you see that maybe you cannot be able to achieve the stuff, but if you change your mentality, if you said that, okay, I don't know, but I will learn, instead of saying, like, I don't want to learn, I don't understand, you change your mentality, you become coachable. It's true. We make mistakes. But the best thing that you can be able to do for those mistakes is learn from them. So in that way, you can be able to put it with the consistency, the persistence, the discipline to become better. And let's say, just an example, you need to be able to make tricks, right? If you're struggling with something, because it happens, most of the people, they struggle with time, right? They think that I can be late. I can be able to be 15, 20, 30 minutes late. No, it's not. I do have that issue at the beginning, and I start making a trick. So I will put the appointment instead of at 8 p.m., I do it at 7:30. So in that way, I know I'm early, because in that way, like, I prefer to wait for them to wait for me. And it's true, many people, they don't think about those tricks, but you can be able to make those changes. If you think that you cannot be able to do this as a business because your mentality is to be able to just clock in because you're a worker, you have a job, well, think about it. You can be able to do those things as if you were in a job. If you can be able to make those changes, so in that way your mentality can be able to help you out. So in that way you can be able to succeed and make it happen. Just imagine what can be able to happen to you. It's true, sometimes we don't think that we can be able to be that person, but you can be able to convert into a multimillionaire or whatever. But think about it. The way that you treat yourself, that's the way that you're going to present yourself. So, of course, I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, believe me, because life will happen. We all have struggles. We all have family. We all get sick. We all get, really, really bad. Sometimes people get to deal with depression, or other people, they get to deal with a lot of trouble in every day from a lot of things and a lot of people. But just think about the relationships that you have. Which ones are the ones who are going to stay, is going to stay, going to stick, and the ones that is not, you can be able to move on. And that's in every single relationship, because think about this. A lot of us, we feel that we have a family in our business, right? Every single consultant, they become part of our every day. So there are people that are going to be here for a long run, people that are going to be here just for a season, and people that are going to be here to the end of time, right? That's the same thing. You need to understand that there are going to be people that are just going to be here, they're going to make a check, and they're going to leave. And even though that you think that they're going to be able to be like, can have like everything and go all the way, you just cannot make them do it for them. I mean, you can be able to see them that they have like all national material and all that, but if they don't see it, if they don't feel like it, you cannot force anybody to stay in the path, and in that way they can be able to achieve their goals. Because remember, it's not your dream, it's not something that you want to be able to make it for them, because their why is different. And also the way that they see success is totally different, because not all of us, we are willing to make the sacrifices. We're not willing to, to build a big organization, because as I said, we need to be able to become the leader and help develop more leaders, but only for the people that are willing to. And it's true that we have few things that we cannot change for that, right? And as I said, it's a lot of things that also you need to be able to understand that you're doing this business with love, with integrity, with ethics. And as I said, it's not easy. It's simple. But remember that nothing that is being given to you, you will be able to value. It's only what you make for that you will be able to cherish, you're going to love, you're going to be able to develop pride. And that's one of the things that I see, that's why you need to be able to make all these massive actions. But as I said, with all these elements, because remember, as Fran McClure said, you need to be able to protect the golden goose, because that's the one that is going to be able to take care of you in the long run. And you need to be able to understand that this is not for everybody. Some people, they only see one more check. Others, like me, I see a legacy. I see a future. I see a change of life. I see a change of a future, a change for my daughter, a change for my family. I can be able to do a lot of stuff now that I wasn't able to do it before. I can be able to dream about stuff that before I was not even able to imagine. So those are the things that I can be able to say about this. I mean, we have a lot of stuff, right? And let me tell you this, from my lowest point of knowledge, I didn't know what I signed up into when I started this business. I didn't have no idea. But one of the things that I realized is that I want to be able to have the millions, the yellow jacket, and those are some of my dreams. That for me to be able to make that happen, I need to be able to do more and go the extra mile and be able to become the change that I needed. Because as I said before, I was not looking for anybody else but for me. There is, between me and I, there are like 7 levels. I mean, it's very 7 levels. And all these people that it was in my upline, all between us, it was nobody helping me. It was nobody who was teaching me. I was just there by the phone with Mir, and he took me from the hand, and he teach me everything that I need to teach. I mean, to learn, so in that way I can be able to teach others and be able to become who I am now. I'm here because I didn't give up, because I have dreams, and Mir saw in something in me that I wasn't able to see myself at the time, and I was able to listen to him, to be able to become a coachable, and be able to get myself ready, so in a way I can be able to start moving to the next levels in my life and also in my business, be able to become an executive consultant. I remember that day I was crying. I was like so proud of myself. I didn't have many people in my life that they said that I'm proud of you, but I'm the one who's making the change for myself, so in a way I can be able to be there. And that's why we're here. That's why we're giving all this stuff. We're becoming the example, the walking example, that this is possible, that we can be able to make it happen. Anybody can be able to do it. If I did it, why not you? I do have a lot of things that I give up, so in a way I can be able to move up. Because, I mean, how do I say, I do love to party. Who doesn't, right? But I do understand what is going to give me the best parties of my life. They said that you need to work hard so in a way you can be able to party hard. I do love to travel. That's one of my the best things that I it happened to me. Thanks to Ambit, I can be able to travel anywhere I want at any time that I want. I don't have to worry about those things. And that's one of the things that I'm able to do things to this. But also, I'm able to help my family. My dad lives in Mexico, and I was able to pay his surgeries without thinking about it. It's not like here. It's a third world country. And if you don't have the money, you cannot even think about it to put your loved one in a hospital so they can have surgery. So you have to have the money on front, so in a way they can be able to take care of it. And thanks to Ambit, I can be able to do those things. And I can be able to go down there for a few weeks, so in a way I can be able to go and take care of him. And, you know, like in a regular world, 2 weeks maybe would pay, maybe not. And the third one, they will call you. Are you coming back? Or so we can be able to look for somebody else. So those are some of the freedoms that I was able to have. And I'm having even more every single day. And I understand that I can be able to do more, so in that way I can be able to receive more. And that's another thing why I'm here as well, because I want to invite every single one that they're out there so they can be able to participate in the next Rainmakers Academy, which is going to happen this coming Friday and Saturday. We do have 2 sessions. We have the sessions in Spanish and in English. The Spanish session is going to start at 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's noon to 2, Spanish, that's on Friday and Saturday, both of them, and as well from 6 to 9 is going to be the session in English, We're going to have raffles. We're going to have a lot of stuff. We're going to have so much fun and surprises. And as well, we do have, before I continue, you guys need to be able to join the Facebook group for the Ambit Rainmakers Academy. So in that way, make sure you get all these people signed up there, so in that way they can be able to participate and see the trainings as well. Don't forget to add yourself to the Rainmakers Academy Facebook group as well, because we always have stuff going on there in the Facebook group. So in that way, you guys can be able to take care of a lot of your consultants, because sometimes we just think that, okay, we just become a customer, we just become a consultant. Now what? We don't know what to do. So we have a bunch of material for you guys in both of the groups. So in that way, you guys can be able to access and be able to learn how to talk with people, how to move up into the next level in your business, how you can be able to talk with the person, because sometimes we just think that wording doesn't make sense. So that's another thing that you can be able to get. And that's extra, not only me, it's Mir and it's other leaders around Ambitland that you can be able to get trainings for. We already have some trainings from past academies that we had before. And you can be able to have access to all that training. So in that way, you can be able to start up from different points. We do have a bunch of executives that, thanks to all these trainings, they were able to move up. And now they're doing amazing. And I do have a few people that they said that without the Rainmakers Academy, they didn't have no clue how to be able to move up in the ladder of success. So that I think that I was able to cover most of it. Mir, do you have anything that you can remind me to say?
Lupita, that was extremely good. That was fascinating. I'm just telling you guys, if you guys missed this call, the recording is going to be up there soon. You need to listen to it. You need to have your team listen to that. November 5th and 6th, of course, the Rainmakers Academy is on, and I cannot stress enough, there are several speakers, all the way from Mr. Brian McClure himself, Mr. Ray Monty. There's many, many speakers, guys, all notables in Ambit Energy that will be there imparting some advice to you guys, some guidance, and some direction to us how to succeed in our business, just like Lupita and Mr. Jeremy Pickett has done. So one thing I do want to remind you guys is that you have to join that group. It's a private group. It's Ambit Rainmakers Academy. It's Ambit Rainmakers Academy. Type that in. Search for that, and then request to join that group. Lupita's an admin in that group there. I'm an admin in the group there. I will immediately get you guys to be members there. And then also we have our open group there. That's a public group. That's called Ambit Rainmakers, and it has several thousand members in it already. And like Lupita mentioned, that's a public group. Anyone can join and just jump in there and come in there, because we post our calls there. Our calls are open to everybody. It's a Monday call. We have a call tomorrow night. It's a team call that's alive. So I want you guys to jump on that. And, you know, don't miss this opportunity to learn something. But before I go, I'm going to ask Jeremy for one quick question. If Jeremy's still on, Jeremy, would you mind telling us what's important right now? This is the end of the year. This quarter, we have to make it happen. What are you doing to make it happen? And what do you suggest we do then?
Well, you know, first of all, Lupita, that was a fantastic job. Thank you for sharing all that. right now, what's important, if you're asking me, my answer is going to be get yourself revved up, get yourself registered for simulcast, and get yourself ready to make a push through this last quarter into the first quarter of next year with massive action. You know, the most important thing, and it's always the most important thing for me is, you know, in sales, it's ABC, always be closing. And in what we do, it's, you know, ABI or ABR, always be inviting and always be recruiting. And, you know, share Ambit with as many people as you possibly can. You know, we have a saying within my team, in through the month of October, especially into December or into November, moving towards December and Christmas, we're going to pay for Christmas with cash. And we just start getting A numbers and, you know, C numbers or C numbers. Let me rephrase that. Getting C number or getting A numbers up under C numbers to generate, you know, income and revenue to the team. So, you know, recruit and invite, show the plan, use the basics and the foundation of the business and how the business is built. Use the three-way calls. You don't have to sell Ambit. We give it away. And, you know, if you recruit enough people or invite enough people, you're going to find somebody who wants this opportunity as bad as you want to give it away to them and to take advantage with it. Because right now the country's hurting and people are hurting and we're kind of coming out of it, you know, God willing, if the creek don't rise, we'll be moving forward with much more momentum than what we've had over the last, you know, year and a half. But that being said, people are hurting and they're wanting something. And this is a COVID-proof business, guys. It's an opportunity that is literally electric. It's a product, again, it's redundant to say it, but it's just the truth. And that's why it's so redundant. But it's habitually used and constantly purchased. People can't live without it. And this is an opportunity to get paid every time somebody turns the lights on. So, you know, everybody who can be a customer is already in our industry. They're just not in our organization. So, you know, get out there. And if you're in Ambit as a consultant, obviously get yourself registered for Simulcast. It's a kickoff for 2022. And, you know, ABI or ABR, always be recruiting, always be inviting, and build the organization that you want and set the example for people in your team. And, you know, I always say it, just take what's yours.
That's awesome, Jeremy. I appreciate you, Lupita, very much. Thank you very much, Jeremy, for giving up your Halloween evening. And you guys are amazing, amazing leaders. And I thank Brian for, again, allowing us to impart some value to the Ambit organization. Thank you very much, Brian. I appreciate that. And thank you, all of you guys who are listening on the call tonight, that, you know, giving us that time there to learn something new. So I will unmute the call just so that you guys can say thank you to Jeremy and Lupita. Just give me 1 second here.